Gonna set it free, let things be. Let the thrill of life carry me. Cause now I know I'm in the flow. I'm finally free, oh blessed be. Gonna set it free, let things be. Let the thrill of life carry me. Cause now I know I'm in the flow. I'm finally free, oh blessed be. Life unfolds with grace and ease. Endless possibilities. They're everywhere, they've always been. When I choose to let them in. Gonna set it free, let things be. Let the thrill of life carry me. Cause now I know I'm in the flow. I'm finally free, oh blessed be. Gonna set it free, let things be. Let the thrill of life get to me. Cause now I know I'm in the flow. I'm finally free, oh blessed be. I've outgrown those smaller dreams, the way they used to limit me.
Of the birth of Jesus Christ. But we go beyond that. This is a time to prepare our minds and our hearts for a deeper awareness of the idea of the awakening that takes place within each of us, and it surpasses anything on this earth plane, any physicality. A lot of people talk about the birth occurring in us, but I like to think of that birth occurred eons ago. And what is happening in me now, as I learn truth, is an awakening of that spirit that is within me. So last Sunday, the first Sunday of Advent, a candle was lit, or people all over the world lit candles for hope and faith. Hope and faith. That's the first Sunday of Advent, is a celebration of hope and faith. So, at the heart of hope is belief. And I want to read you something that I found from this year's Daily Word. And it's the first Sunday's reading, and I want to make sure that we hear that and understand that. And it says, inspired by hope and assured by faith, I begin my Advent journey. And as Advent begins, I welcome the opportunity to reflect more deeply on what I hope for and what I affirm for in my life. Hope is a seed, a possibility. My divine faculty of imagination allows that seed of hope to sprout. Nurtured by faith, the seed takes root and grows from I hope to believe. I may have once hoped that God would help me, and I'm sure we've all had that prayer at some point in time in our life. Please help me. Yeah. I may have once hoped God would help me. Now I have faith that through the Christ within, I can help myself. I may have once hoped for the life of my dreams, and now I have faith I can create the life I want through the power of my feelings and thoughts. Think of the magnitude of that statement. What is it you're desiring? Through the power of hope and faith, you can manifest. But we always have that little bit of doubt back in our minds, don't we? Yeah. Well, maybe it's just me. Yeah, so I believe I mindfully use these words at the start of my Advent journey and beyond. You see, if we affirm I believe, we dig deeper into that pocket of faith that is within us. So the scripture for this was, to them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches and the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And that's what brought me into unity. I was at a memorial service, and the only thing that penetrated through my wallowing was the words, Christ in you, your hope of glory. So I came to the Unity Church that the minister was doing the eulogy was from, and I began to learn about that Christ that is within me. So in lighting the candle for hope and for faith, I want to ask you a question. What is it you believe in? You know, belief is a choice. Belief is a choice, and what we believe, we store deep within I call it the storage bin. We store it in that subconscious realm of our minds. And when things occur and you say, where did that thought come from? Oh, it came from deep within in that belief system that you built up. So, do you believe in possibility or do you believe in limitation? Don't raise your hand. We don't want to give anyone away in here. What is it you believe? Do you believe in prosperity or lack? Do you believe in health? This is the big one. Do you believe in health or sickness? We're not talking about appearances. We're talking about the deep underlying support of your belief system. What is your deepest desire? What do you hope for this Christmas season and even beyond this Christmas season? Is it peace? Is it healing? Is it well-being for our nation? Is it prosperity for our church? What is your deepest desire? Is it for family and friends to be lifted up to that high frequency of the Christ? You were given a little purple sheet of paper this morning. And I don't want you to do it right now. I want you to go through the service and kind of think about this. And we're going to go into a meditation. And then I'm going to give you an opportunity to write on your piece of paper. So what we're going to do is, what is your desire for the rest of the year, for next year? What is your hope? Where are you placing your faith? What do you want to see rise to the top? As I said, hope is a belief. Hope is a belief. And I think I've said this before. Hope is where of our human self we usually start. And when you get that hope and you're holding on to it, you begin to develop a belief. And that belief turns to faith that will carry you the rest of the way. Rest of the way. So we're going to add to this. As you see here, we have four candles. We're going to add each week. There are four Sundays to the season of Advent, to the season of anticipating the awakening occurring within you. We're going to light a candle this week for peace. Peace is an active ingredient that's needed to support all these attributes that we're going to go through over the next few weeks. If you're always up in arms or fear or in busyness, you need to settle into peace. Peace is deep within us. It's always there. You ever say, oh, I wish I just had some peace? Turn within to that spirit within you. Take that deep breath and settle into your habitation of peace. That's what Bethlehem represents, the journey to Bethlehem. Bethlehem represents the habitation of peace. And we can go there anytime, any place, anywhere. We can turn to that peace that is within us. So I'm going to light a candle for peace. And as we look at the light, we see that Christ's light is in the center because the Christ's light is our stability. The Christ's light, everything springs forth from the light of the Christ. We have hope and faith, and now we've added peace. Not just any peace, but when we live from the Christ within, we begin to realize a calm that's always with us. No matter what you may be going through, the peace that passeth all understanding, turn to it and you will find comfort. Have you ever experienced peace in the midst of a storm? If you haven't, take a moment when you're going through a crisis or when you're going through an experience. Take a moment, take a deep breath, center yourself within. And I always like to think of the woman touching the hem of Jesus' garment. I touch that inner peace. And I know that all is well. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, from a book, Jesus Christ Heals, he says, when you refuse to let worry, anxiety, or distractions act in your mind, you gradually establish an inner quietness that finally merges into great peace. That is the peace of God. That's how you experience the peace of God. Take a stand on those things. Refuse to let those thoughts enter in. How do we do that? Take a deep breath and take that journey within. As usual, we have work to do, don't we? We have work to do to prepare ourselves to feel and know that the same Christ's presence that Jesus lived and taught is in us. Each day is a step into our journey of peace. And like the wise men, we follow the light on our journey to that place of peace deep within us, that space that is never depleted of anything. And when we become aware of the peace within, we become peacemakers. Mm-hmm. And we know Scripture tells us, blessed are the peacemakers. Mm-hmm. Because you can go and take a stand in peace and calm the waters of any experience that may be occurring in your life. I want to give you something that I read from an Advent booklet, a 2019 Advent booklet. And this was by Kelly Isola. And I love this, this for peace. She says, the root of the Hebrew word for peace, shalom, means whole, complete. Whole and complete. When we turn within and center ourselves in peace, we're centering ourselves in that space that's sacred, that's whole, that's complete. And it says, here we go. The root of the Hebrew word for peace, shalom, means whole, complete, sound, and points to peace within oneself as well as peace with all life. Think of peace like warm syrup. When you pour it over pancakes, you can see it slowly spreading and sweetening everything it touches. In that same way, peace begins with one person and spreads, and then it is returned in kind. When we are connected to our wholeness, we become peace on earth. We become the ripe, sweet presence of peace, waiting to be tasted and embraced by those hungering for it. Yes. You see, peace does not always mean being in a place where there is no turmoil, where there is no trouble or no noise. And still, feeling the serenity that is always in your heart, because you know everything is working together for your good. And that's why we retreat to that place of peace deep within us, to get us centered. Often in error thinking, we attach peace to something outside of us, don't we? Oh, if he would just be quiet, I would have some peace. Yeah. But peace is your inheritance. It is of spirit. But if you haven't taken time to grow in awareness of all the power that is within you, you will feel like you are lacking. So take some time. I can tell you about peace all day up here. But if you don't take time to take that inward journey, to experience it, to feel it, then it's all for naught. All for naught. So we celebrate this Sunday. We celebrate peace. And last Sunday we celebrated hope and faith. And we're going to bring all these attributes together and experience the awakening deep within our souls. So let's prepare ourselves. We want to prepare ourselves to turn within, to experience that peace, to settle in, to take that deep breath, to know. The psalmist said, be still and know. And know what? Be still and know that I am God. That spirit resides within you. And we touch it through the stillness of our meditation and our prayers. So let's affirm first, to get us in the mood. Let's affirm the prayer given to us by Jesus Christ together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And so we settle into this moment right here, right now. Take a deep breath and release it, feeling the flow of peace move from your head down into your whole being. Peace is ours. It's available every moment of every day. So breathing in and breathing out, let's move deep within where we feed upon divine ideas which enrich our lives. Inner peace is what we feel when our mind, body, and heart and soul are at rest. So instead of striving to control or resist ourselves and others, we let go and feel a sense of profound acceptance, forgiveness, love, and compassion. Just as at the eye of the hurricane there is stillness, so in the midst of confusion or distress there is inner stillness, the secret place of the Most High. And guess what? You can have peace anytime, any place, anywhere, any moment. Right now, for God's peace is within you. Choose to believe. We have choices in life. Choose to believe it is within you. Truly, the only peace you will ever experience is a peace that comes from experiencing God. So take a deep breath. Know that the peace you feel is beginning, and the peace you feel will produce results. And through the Christ within, the perfect peace that passeth all understanding is with us now and always. So take a moment, just breathe in and breathe out. Feel the peace within. We've made that journey from the head to the heart, breathing in and breathing out, settling for just a moment in perfect peace. Jesus Christ said, "My peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives, I give unto you." And we are grateful. And we breathe in and atmosphere of God's perfect peace. Dear God, we're so grateful this morning. We're grateful that we know you. We're grateful that we know to make that inward journey to touch the hill and to be whole, complete, and free. So for this and all things, we say, thank you, God. I have this affirmation. It's in your insert. And it's, I breathe in an atmosphere of God's perfect peace. Taking a deep breath, affirm that with me. I breathe in an atmosphere of God's perfect peace. And now think of someone you want to share this with. Visualize them right in front of you, right in the midst of us. And let's affirm this for them. You breathe in an atmosphere of God's perfect peace. And as a sense of community, all those you can crowd right here, right in front of you, bringing them up one by one in your mind. And let's affirm this as a sense of community together. We breathe in an atmosphere of God's perfect peace. And as the music continues to play softly, I want you to take your piece of paper, if you haven't wrote down it yet. What is your hope? What is your desire for this Christmas season and beyond? We'll be soon embarking on a brand new year. What is it you would like to see materialize? Just to name a few, peace on earth. Empathy for everyone. Love for the universe and our church community. Wholeness in our minds and our bodies. And the minds and bodies of those around us. Downstairs, what I'm calling the Tree of Hope. We're going to fold these and we're going to hang them on the Tree of Hope for you. If you just take your piece of paper and fold it in half. And I'm going to have someone collect them.
And I'll be home, so I'm my home.
when I feel my back's against the wall, and I hear a voice say fight, but I refuse to call. 'Cause as your chandelier seek behind the robe, and I know you'll always be there in the fall. The bottom of me binds you, yours only help.
Yes.